This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my good friend, Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator, about the submarine fleet. In the event of warfare with China in the Western Pacific, the submarine fleet is what we can count on to get through and do the fighting. It is not now ready. It is inadequate for the contest that's coming. Why? Because of shipyards and dry docks, because of maintenance, because the Navy is not invested enough in building new boats fast enough, because, well, Jerry describes this all in a great deal of detail. Right now he's just talking about what that war is going to look like and how we have to get there with our boats. Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator. More of this tonight, much more.
That is correct. So the idea that somehow 7th Fleet was going to sortie its carrier and that we would take all the carriers from the West Coast and we would cross the Pacific and come to Taiwan's aid or the Philippines' aid, you know, that's not going to happen the way that we would think about it in a movie. The first thing that has to get in and sort of knock down China's defenses is going to be submarines, and they're going to need to get in there and take torpedoes to take out Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy vessels and take their missiles to be able to launch against Chinese surface-to-air missile sites or radar sites, and so that our aircraft, whether they're fifth generation or sixth generation or even fourth generation Hornets, for them to be able to get in there, the submarines have to get there first to knock these things down, and we simply don't have enough. And again, going back to what we said previously, the ones that we do have, we are unable to maintain them. So we have two dynamic tensions here, John. We're not able to build new submarines fast enough, and we are not able to maintain the boats that we already have in the fleet at a high state of readiness. This will be a challenge to us in some sort of a global crisis.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.